This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a soccer, Inter Miami and Chicago ended in a scoreless tie. Next up, Miami will head to Columbus on Saturday. Boy, that must have been a riveting match there, Joe.
Yeah, that's a.
I think that was at Soldier Field.
That's a tough, big
at
crowd.
At least you got to see Messi run around in circles.
That's all they want, man. Yeah, that's sure. All they wanted. The great ones right out there. Little Johnny. That's Messi. Maybe the greatest player of all time. By the way, about ready to get an extension. Good move. Going in that new stadium, that's smart. Yeah. That's a smart move. No reason to build it up in Fort Lauderdale and not have everybody travel with you. Back down south, man.
They started, by the way. I have driven by there. They did start.
I did see working on actually, that thing. Yep. I was with somebody driving down there, and they pointed that out, too, to me. So it's good. Hey, so anyway, yesterday, man, and if I'm a little selfish on this, forgive me for being an older white man here, but I just couldn't get enough of...
You don't have to apologize. The golf was fun.
Rory McIlroy...
For about 2 hours at the end of that thing, it was very enjoyable.
No, but it
you
started...
You don't have to apologize. I know you watched all week.
I did watch all week, but I watched...
How many hours? If you had to put a number on it, how many hours would you say you spent watching golf?
8.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's potentially out of 20 or 30. I didn't watch
it. Yeah, that's true.
But I watched all Rory yesterday. I was Rory for a second, every shot, like, oh, man, hit the damn fairway. Oh, no. He double bogeys the first hole. So now he and DeChambeau are tied. Then he goes down by one. Then he gets rolling. He's up by 3 or 4 strokes over everybody and look like he's cruising. He has another double bogey. And you're like, oh, no, not again. Then the next thing you know, late in the match, Justin Rose goes ahead of him. He ties Rory, then he goes up one stroke. So this thing was all over. He ended up with 4 double bogeys and won the tournament. First time it's ever happened. 4 double bogeys in 4 days. I mean, that's just giving 8 strokes away, man. Par is even, obviously, and double bogey, but... I tell you what, he was feeling the pressure, and then at the end, man, he just made a couple of great shots, although in regulation on 18, he hit it in the sand, didn't hit it close enough, missed the putt. But, man, I got to tell you, I felt like I went through it with him. I felt like I was somehow related to him. I was really rooting hard for him to win. Just watching my TV, I don't know about the rest of you. Some of you could have, you know, been more for Justin Rose and by the way, the other guy, Bryson DeChambeau just disappeared. I think he shot like a 75 or something. He was gone. He was out of it after right off the bat going up one stroke on McIlroy in 2 holes only to fall back. But what a match. Just unbelievable. Of course, just you can get in trouble. You make a mistake at any point, roll it right into water, and, you know, you get aggressive and you don't keep it on the fairway. Just a lot of fun to watch. I really enjoyed that, and I can't even imagine. McIlroy, of course, dropped right after he finally made the putt, and you could tell that was 11 years of buildup since he'd won a major and obviously really wanted to get this Masters to complete the Grand Slam of a U.S. Open, British Open, PGA Championship, and now the Masters in Augusta. So Congratulations to him. Well, I'll tell you one thing about that individual sport. When you're in a team sport, especially nowadays, you see guys kind of blaming everybody else and stuff. And yeah, a lot of we. There ain't no we in an individual sport, in tennis or golf. You're out there, man. You're the one making the shot or missing the shot and nobody else. You got a caddy to maybe help you line up a putt or to, you know, give you distance on a shot and what club you should hit. But outside of that, it's you. You swinging that damn club. So just amazing stuff yesterday. And I don't know if I remember a guy going through more highs and lows in 18 holes and winning. I mean, that's not normal, is it? I mean, he'd be up three and then down one. He had two to start. He's down one after two. You're like, what the? Boy, that didn't take long. Just a wild match yesterday. I am curious. You're going to come in tomorrow and go, oh, Joe, the ratings were down 42%.
No, I think they'll be strong later in the day. I mean, as far as I know, there wasn't much else on, right?
Oh, there was basketball all day.
Yeah.
That Golden State Clipper game was good.
I know you like the Warriors, I know.
It doesn't have anything to do with
that. And you hate watching Jimmy Butler, too, so it's a compelling watch for you.
I don't mind telling you because I have my favorites. Jimmy Butler would be the exact opposite
yes.
of one of my favorites.
Yes,
for,
I know.
I'm like everybody else, man. Just, I don't mind if he would have asked out before this thing all started.
Mm-hmm.
Should have, if you didn't like what Pat had to say.
Oh, what's the difference now?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're right. So it's over.
Now it's just a question of what does Pat say at his postseason press
conference? Yet.
Does he smash the guy?
Got the plan. I hope he takes a couple shots at him.
Yeah. I would imagine he would.
I think one thing you realize by now, Pat's going to say what Pat wants to say. I don't see – you see Tim Donovan going, hey, Pat, just a heads up. Maybe we ought to – we were thinking about this from a PR standpoint with the other players. Maybe we – I don't think Pat's going to – you think Pat's going to change this because he turned a big 8-0?
No, I don't. But I also think this is a very big offseason for this team. They have been a play-in team now for a while.
We do want to get out of the play-in business.
I mean, it's time.
That play-in business, I'm talking deep play-in business when you talk about 37 and 45.
I don't think anyone's off limits, by the way.
Weren't we 10 games over 500 a year ago? If I'm not mistaken, we were 10 games over because they were saying, oh, man, we're only a few games from being a 3 seed. This year they won't be saying that. But
you need a number one. And that's the issue right now, right? You had that with Jimmy Butler. At least you thought you had that with Jimmy Butler. You need a number one guy.
Yes.
Tyler Hero, you know, as good as he's been, is not a true number
one. They need somebody else to join the party, yes. They do. They need somebody. Bam doesn't want it. Bam's not going to score 25.
Bam's not a number one. Bam might not be a number two.
Bam's a unique player. I don't want to take anything away from Bam's game.
You know how I feel about Bam. I like him a lot.
I'm not big on the 3-for-9 nights, but...
But he needs other guys around him.
Yes. What are they going to be... And they will try something. This team doesn't...
Well, they do. They do run it back, actually, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It's not the first
year.
Time.
No, they have done it a couple times. But Riley usually...
Hey, but they... In
Riley
fairness, they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought they had Damian Lillard locked up. That didn't work.
Yeah, Portland wasn't there. Tyler Hero. Got Tyler Hero motivated. We already got a Tyler Hero on this team. We don't need another one.
Yep.
Hell, we got two of them. Whoever that was. I didn't really pay attention. But Damian Lillard, by the way, Milwaukee, like, friggin' became the hottest team. Damian Lillard's out of the friggin' lineup. Although, is he back for the playoffs? Or maybe I'll just stay away from that matchup. I think Milwaukee's playing the Pacers in the playoffs there.
Yeah, the best series, I think, is that Minnesota-LA one. Lakers and Wolves. That ought to be fun to
watch. I'll tell you what, there were a lot of teams that had a great record that didn't get a top six spot.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State ended up 11-12 games over 500.
West is going to be tough, man. West should be a lot of fun.
So you're not drinking the Oklahoma City with that great record?
No, I think they'll be tough. I think they'll be tough, but... You know, Denver, I think, is pretty good, too. They got the big guys playing at a really high level.
How does that guy, I think that guy at Oklahoma City, if you're ever going to win MVP,
SGA?
And you got the best record.
Yeah.
But
SGA's going to win the MVP.
The other guy averaged a triple-double. How do you give a guy that averages a triple-double?
That's okay.
Jokic has averaged a triple-double.
I know. But it's, you know, it's like the NBA regular season, man. Relax.
What?
SGA put up monster numbers,
It's too. About what you do in the regular season, relax. Is that what you just said?
SGA.
Just so you know. Just so you
well,
know.
SGA brought
no, apparently you weren't aware of it.
Championship
apparently you weren't aware the MVP is for the regular season.
I realize
season.
That. But,
so no, don't know, say it's just on. The regular season. That's what it's for.
I know.
Well, why'd you make that comment then?
Jaime Jaquez went for 40 and 10 yesterday.
What's that mean?
He put up a Jokic line. He almost had a 40-point triple.
Why do you
double.
Try? You always try to justify when you say something that makes no sense. The awards for the regular season, and now you got to bring up Jaime's game yesterday. Whew, man. All right. We got to go to break here. You're wearing me out. By the way, the Marlins, I want to let you know.
How about that, by the way?
They're fun to watch,
winning record.
Not only are they 8-7, they're fun to watch. They had a little lead yesterday, and the next thing is old Matt Mervis hits his fifth home run. I mean, he jacks one. Three-run homer over the center field fence. They got a whole bunch of guys, Stowers, Conine, Edwards, Lopez, all coming up with huge hits. And they seem to hit a ton of doubles in the gap. But big win, 11-4 yesterday. Take 2 of 3 from the Nationals. 8-7 start. We got Taco Tuesday for the first game of Arizona's three-game series tomorrow. Arizona's in town. Nice little team they've had so far. And listen to what we have for you. Speaking of Tuesday deal, it's back. Ticket package includes game ticket, 2 chicken tacos, 1 beer for just $25. How's that sound with your ticket? Don't miss out on this, man. It's a great deal. Grab your tickets at marlins.com/offers. And speaking of that, salute and sir, Marlins want to thank all our service. And by a salute with serving presented by Loan Depot, you'll be able as a professional, retired military personnel, veterans, fire rescue personnel, police department members, 2 complimentary tickets with valid ID. That's for Wednesday's game. So we got all kinds of stuff. They got senior day. You can get Thursday, which is getaway day for the Marlins. You also can receive 2 complimentary tickets for that as well. Just go to marlins.com/senior. They got a lot of great offers for almost every home game for you to take advantage of, whether you're a senior, salute and serve, all these great days for you to really get out, enjoy yourself without paying for a ticket. We'll have a lot more on the Marlins coming up.
All right, let's get your weather one more time here. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 74 degrees and clear. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you. And by the way, we got speaking of the old quarterback topic, which never goes away, apparently at any level, Derek Carr. What the hell happened, man? Blew his shoulder out, working out or something. He's done for the year, most likely. So the Saints now all of a sudden might be jumping into the party here for a quarterback too. We're going to do this topic every year. I'll be long gone. I'll be listening one day, Woody. It'll always be a topic. Until you get a franchise quarterback, it will always come up. Even the teams that have one, they don't have this conversation. Don't get me wrong. There's I don't know how many cities that's up for debate on how many NFL cities feel like they've got their guy. But I got to tell you, there's a lot that feel like they don't. And a lot of them have a Band-Aid on the position right now. Some are holding it. Whoever the veteran they sign is can come in and get them enough wins so they can find the guy. It's crazy.
It's funny. I know you don't read the text, but someone had sent in during the last break there that you haven't mentioned Tua today.
I know.
We're not going to.
Honest.
You got in the quarterback thing real quick. But
what did they think? Like, I talk about Tua every day?
No.
Oh, I was going to say no. Very seldom.
It's actually mostly been Tyreek.
Yeah.
He had a quiet weekend, though, right?
Yeah. I think the team called Tyreek Hill and said, hey, that's a great call, Woody. Say, Tyreek, hey, man, you're wiping us out. I mean, you are exhausting. I can't imagine being married to you, but as your employer, You are exhausting, man. No matter how much we give you, guarantee the whole damn thing. Told you we're going to throw it to you 200 friggin' times this year. You're exhausting, man. You're the most exhausting human being we've ever had. Can you give us a weekend off? Is it okay? I can hear Chris and Mike going, we'd like to spend some time with our wife. Is there any chance we're okay that our phone's not going to ring from security, from Drew and Larry going, I think we got another problem with Tyreek.
Well, we got a race coming up there in a few weeks, don't we?
Oh, is they racing that guy?
No, not the Tyreek race, the Formula One race. So they need to shift their focuses away from Tyreek for just a bit here.
Hey, by the way, you know what? It's funny. I see they're promoting it. He might be fighting before this racing before the start of the season. And I'm thinking, hey, Tyreek, you got a lot of other things to worry about instead of whether you can win a race against the fastest man in the world. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I don't know if there's money and somebody's going to pay for this race, but I just like you to kind of get focused.
Yeah, I thought this was a cool idea when I first heard it, but now that he's had kind of a rough off
season,
I'd probably shut it down.
There's no reason. We believe you can still run. Even if you lost a half a step last year, it's still two steps ahead of most of the receivers in the NFL. I think most people understand that. That's it was kind of nice, though. There was no focus on the draft today, Woody. Jeez, that was kind of...
You made it through.
Kind of nice, and then when there is a story...
This draft isn't exciting for the Dolphins, though.
What do you mean? I don't get why you say that. 13th pick is good.
I know it's good, but I don't think the pick is going to be something that like is going to be particularly exciting. I mean, probably like an offensive lineman or something. No, I know they need it. I get it, but like... It's just not.
You know what?
Not really exciting.
You know
it's not exciting though.
It has nothing to do with that.
People will go to your draft party. You don't.
Worry. I'm not selling anything, Jerky. We need big guys.
I know we do.
Okay, so stop. Well, it's not sexy. Now you're worried about sexy. We're worried about putting together a good defensive line and offensive line. Stop it. But if you take a cornerback, that's okay. We know cover corners are. They don't grow like I know Omar thinks. There's like 12 of them down in Dade County at the park right now working out. But
still doesn't let that one go, huh?
No, he's just.
He's all in.
I think Omar waits to see what the reaction is on certain topics, and then he just goes the other way. And I used to think, well, maybe he's doing it so he can get an article with that guy. That guy's going, hey, man, you have my back. Thank you. But then I realize he just. He just likes to get it going.
Are you just realizing that, huh?
No. I knew it for a while. Then he tried to get us going on the Patrick Sertan thing with...
That was a weird one.
Xavier Howard. Where did that come from?
My guess is that he's friends with Xavier Howard.
No, he is very good friends.
Yeah. That's where it came from.
That's been his guy.
He usually does that for his guys. Who was the washed-up receiver that he wanted?
Jarvis Landry.
Ah, that's right, yeah. He really made a push
if
for
Jarvis
that guy.
Landry called him today Jeez. And said, hey, man, sure would like to get in that slot for the Dolphins. I'll get going on it.
You'd have to – I don't remember because my brain doesn't remember anything anymore, Joe, but who was it that he was saying he was better than? Do you remember by any chance?
Who, Jarvis Landry?
Yeah,
is
he was
than?
Really selling him. Because he can come in and be better than this guy right away. I don't remember who it was. Someone will remember.
I don't think...
But he really sold that guy.
You know, a lot of teams could add Jarvis. He worked out all year.
Yeah, I know, but he hadn't played in a little while.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, he had a great career. He had a really good career. Had a really good career here. Kind of blew up. But he had a real good... Got a second contract. Maybe he got paid really well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the
There's
amount.
A reason, though, why he's... You know, not on a team. He did the Teddy Bridgewater thing, too. Remember that? When Teddy was, like, in the middle of coaching? He wanted Teddy to just, like, leave and come back here?
Teddy doesn't
Omar, here we go.
Teddy doesn't like Carroll City, guys.
Braxton Berrios, that's right. Thank you, Omar.
What'd he say?
Braxton Berrios, who still sucks.
Tell me he's not listening and texting you.
He did. Yeah. I just couldn't think of the guy who I knew. Oh, I knew he like Omar. Had Jarvis better than
Omar.
Someone. I couldn't think of
Omar
who it was.
Omar's on a roll. He's laughing.
Thank you, Omar.
Omar, you are too much. Go. We're gonna do Omar's. Hey, Omar, I'm gonna give you one chance to. Now I know you won't do it.
Braxton's still playing, by the way.
Yeah, he got signed by the Texans.
I know, but like every time I see him, he's in the background of that girl's videos, like holding a bag or something.
He went all in on this girl, and
yeah.
He said
she seems to be doing well for herself, but
she does fine.
He just yeah, he seems to be.
By the way, in person, she walked by me one day, and
don't do it, man.
She's beautiful.
Okay,
that's all I was gonna say.
All right.
Can't pay her a compliment.
No, it's fine. Just you know, I'm gonna sound like Bill Belichick here this morning.
I know. No, Brax.
Omar also says that Teddy would have won the Dolphins games. He's probably right. Couldn't have been any worse than what we had.
No, I got to tell you, we'd had a hell of a lot better chance in that Seattle game, that's for sure, than that.
But I think he liked finishing with that, you know, the high school, right? It seemed like he enjoyed himself.
He's back. I didn't realize till his receiver, he's got a big-time number one receiver at Northwestern. Everybody's brother's recruiting, like 6'4", 6'5". And he goes, no, Teddy's back. I said, Teddy might do the same thing this year, though. Teddy might just say, hey, all right, season over. We won it all because Northwestern's loaded. And then he might go back and get another season in. You never know.
I wonder who Omar's latest guy on the scrap heap is here, man. I know he likes to
I'll tell you one thing. If Omar likes you, you'll know.
Yeah.
I can tell by the article. I could call somebody, oh, Omar's out for one of his buddies today.
I love it.
At least he's consistent.
Yeah.
He's like all the rest of us.
Hey, man, we all like who we like, right?
Of course. It's human nature.
Yeah.
You like certain guys and you don't. You root for certain guys. And then we got guys that just aren't very nice, and you're just going, you better be good.
That's why I told you. We did that story the other day with the girl who's the student reporter for the Gator newspaper or whatever.
Yeah.
And all those crusty old reporters like, oh, you can't cheer on press row. I was like, come on, man. Everyone likes who they like.
By the way, they're just as fraudulent as everybody else, because all the old guys that get guys to talk to them, they give them the benefit of the doubt on every friggin' article, too. You're exactly right, Woody. Woody, you're on a roll, man.
At least those guys need to learn to admit how fraudulent they are. Like,
nobody's
I know
do
you
that.
And I don't mind doing that.
My name's Joe Rose, and I'm a fraud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say it.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fraud, too. I like who I like. We give preferential treatment to those that we like. Teams, players. You could tell which teams are being nice to us at any given moment.
Listen, we got a couple guys on that Dolphins team, and I watch them and I go, man, you better stay playing at a high level because you're just not one of my favorite guys.
Yep.
I just think that to myself when I'm self-thinking there. All right, hey, we got to go to a break here. When we come back, Alex Donald, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, can join us. We'll talk a little bit about the quarterback position, receiver position, and the Miami Hurricanes, because guess what? Spring is over, but the portal is about ready to open. Tell you who's open 7 days a week. Around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Oh, my gosh. I ran into Big Mike over here the other day. He was in here. And I go, Mike, what's going on? He goes, I'll tell you what's going on, Joe. 35, 135, and 7. I go, you're saying it now, too. 135 trucks, 35 years into business, 7 days a week. It's about great service. It's always been about great service. Trained and certified technicians on 135 trucks every day, taking care of all your air conditioning problems. And when you need a new air conditioning unit or a new water heater, guess what? We have a warehouse full of all different sizes. So we can try to deliver them the same day. Same day installation is always a goal. Along with the licensed, experienced plumbers, the best in the business, ready to take great care of you. Still family owned and operated. I just tell everybody this, man. Air Around the Clock can do everything for you the right way. They're going to give you great service. If we have to come back, we'll do it. Man, I'm telling you, still family-owned, run the same way. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose that work ethic that's made Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing so successful for so long. The next time you have a problem, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. For Air Around the Clock, air conditioning, and plumbing.